Braden, how do you sort of explain a start to the game like that?
They obviously came hard. First shift just won a couple of battles. Ended up in kind of a little breakaway. After that, I think we just got to keep our composure after the second goal. I think obviously we know it's a missed call. That doesn't happen if there's or if Orly doesn't get tripped. So that's where we've done a really good job of just regrouping and today. I think we know we can do a little better job if that happens in the future. After the first, I think we settled down and it was a pretty even game after that. So it's just little things here and there. We just got to keep pushing forward.
Matt missed a lot of it on himself. He said the first three goals were his fault. Picking up a teammate when he kind of goes through a rough period, I guess.
I think that's just Matt being a real professional and a real leader for our team. I think that first goal is definitely not all on him. He's was a lost battle before that, and then the guy makes a great play diving and putting him to the middle, and that's just happens, and the next one he's put in a tough situation because, like I said, Orly got tripped and he's caught there seeing if it's 2-on-1, if he can gap up. That's not an easy play, and it takes away everything, and it somehow finds its way through him. That's not on him. That's just the way hockey goes sometimes. He's been our absolute rock, and he's going to be good just like the rest of us in game six.
Did the refs give you any explanation for the missed trip that Stamkos on Olaf?
I don't know. I stay out of that from the refs. Obviously, it's a tough job. It's not easy. That's just the way it was. That's the reason why that goal happened. Not putting a blame on anyone. That's just explaining what happened. It's just and I think we've done a good job of that. We will in the future. Just realizing, things happen, things get missed, and bad breaks sometimes go your way. You just regroup and go forward, and I think we did that in the first intermission, and now we're going to have to push forward in the game six at that way.
Braden, this team has faced adversity all season long. How do you respond and play your best game of the season on Monday?
Yeah, we don't like to make it easy on ourselves very often, so I think we're pretty comfortable in the uncomfortable situations, which has been a great characteristic of our group. Now it's just when you use all that past adversity and past challenges of overcoming it to your advantage, you can move into this game. We just focus, put our heads down, and work, and realize what's got us here. Just play our game, and we're gonna have success.
Barry's just saying uncomfortable.